I'm Rick Hansen with a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. A public hearing is set to take place this morning in Greenfield with regard to a fiscal year 2016 Adair County budget amendment. The hearing begins at 9:30 and is being held as part of the Adair County Board of Supervisors meeting that starts at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. Following the hearing, the board will act on approving a resolution for the budget amendment and an appropriation resolution. In other business, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will hear a report from County Engineer Nick Kaufman with regard to a union step raise, the final voucher for Gus Construction pertaining to a project, and his regular departmental update. And the VA director will speak with the board with regard to a Mediacom contract. Police in Creston say a resident of the 100 block of North Division Street reported Tuesday someone stole his red Brinkman smoker grill. The theft occurred sometime between midnight and 3 a.m. Tuesday. The grill was valued at $20. Creston police say there were two arrests on Monday. 18-year-old Kane Farlow of Creston was arrested at the Union County Jail on a Union County warrant for eluding and driving under suspension. Farlow was being held at the jail pending a bond hearing. And 48-year-old Michael Wilkinson of Creston was arrested on charges of OWI first offense and possession of a controlled substance. Wilkinson was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Monday afternoon of 38-year-old Crystal Dawn Huddleston of Kent. Huddleston was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for violation of probation. She was transported to the Ringgold County Jail and held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports two people from Nebraska were arrested on drug charges Tuesday afternoon. Deputies conducting a traffic stop in the 2100 block of Waubonsie Avenue near Bartlett arrested 35-year-old Craig Casey and 33-year-old An Phan, both of Omaha, and both of whom were found to be in possession of methamphetamine. Casey and Phan were transported to the Fremont County Jail, where Casey's bond was set at $1,000 cash and Phan's bond was set at $5,000. Deputies were assisted by the Fremont County K-9 unit. Earlier in the day, Tuesday, deputies in Fremont County arrested 30-year-old Isaac Hayes of Hamburg for driving while revoked. Hayes was transported to the jail and held on $1,000 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Nebraska man was arrested Monday afternoon on a warrant for eluding. 37-year-old David Thomas Forbes of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested Monday afternoon at the Mills County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,000. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday two arrests took place on Monday. At 10:30 a.m., deputies arrested 26-year-old Mark Greiger of Red Oak on a charge of second-degree theft for being in possession of a 2004 Pontiac Grand Prix that was reported stolen out of Nebraska. Greiger was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $5,000 cash bond. And at around 7:20 p.m. Monday, sheriff's officials arrested 39-year-old Billy Hunter of Red Oak on two valid Montgomery County warrants for violation of probation. Hunter was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 cash bond. A man involved in an accident in Mills County was involved in a second crash moments after the first took place Sunday afternoon near Underwood. Mills County Sheriff's officials said Monday Keith Wilson of Glenwood faces an OWI charge following an investigation into the incident that began around 2 p.m. when the 1998 Plymouth he was driving went out of control on northbound 200th and 30th Street. The vehicle rolled into the west ditch near 56525 230th, landed on its wheels and broke an axle. Even so, Wilson managed to drive away from the scene. He lost control of vehicle again at 56286 230th Street, where the vehicle hit a utility pole, snapping it in half and causing the pole to land on the vehicle's roof. Wilson was able to get out of his vehicle. He refused medical transport and was instead taken to the Mills County Jail for further OWI investigation. Officials say he was later taken to a hospital in Council Bluffs to be checked for injuries. In other news, Mills County Sheriff's officials say 36-year-old Scott Reed of Glenwood was arrested last Thursday in Glenwood for disorderly conduct. And on Saturday, Caleb Coggins of Glenwood was arrested for simple assault. Both men were being held on $300 bond. Firefighters from Harlan and Westphalia battled a garage fire Monday evening in Harlan. The blaze at 1711 6th Street was reported around 5:25 p.m. Harlan Fire Chief Roger Beeson said there was significant damage to the structure, but no injuries were reported. The cause of the fire remained under investigation. The city of Walnut will take possession of an historic high school building that will become vacant because the school district is dissolving. The city council voted 4-1 to acquire the Walnut Community School District building. The district, which is merging with the Avoca-based AHST in July the 1st, will give the school to the city. The three-story school dates to 1910 and has had several additions. Walnut City Clerk Terry Abel said the council has asked the school district to demolish one of the additions that was built in the 1950s. She says the city will decide later what to do with the building. District officials opted to merge with the nearby district because of a steep drop in enrollment. And Audubon Community School District Superintendent Brett Gibbs reports an informational meeting will be held this evening with regard to the new 21st Century Community Summer Program that begins in July. The meeting is for Audubon County residents with children in grades K through 4 and takes place in the multipurpose room at the Audubon Elementary School beginning this evening at 5:30. Registration is available online at audubonk12.ia.us. There's a link to that under the same story on our news page. And then you click on the link. If you're unable to register online, contact the school office for a paper form. Gibbs says the summer program cost, including staff pay and related expenses, is being reduced thanks to a federal grant. Students who qualify for free and reduced lunches at the school can attend for free. Other students can attend for a reduced rate of $50 per week. All participants will be served a free noon meal along with an afternoon snack. Participants will enjoy field trips, playing games, swimming, and exploring a wide variety of enrichment activities. Programming will offer academic extension activities designed to fight the summer lag and get students ready for the 2016-17 school year. The summer programs will be held July 5th through August 22nd from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.